This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Security forces in central Myanmar opened fire on anti-coup protesters Saturday, killing at least five people. We get more from AP's Sarah Bassett.
Human rights group Assistance Association for Political Prisoners says mounting violence since the February 1st military takeover has killed at least 550 civilians, including 46 children. Nearly 3,000 people have been detained or sentenced, according to the group. Threats of lethal violence and arrests of protesters have failed to suppress daily demonstrations across the country, demanding the military step down and reinstate the democratically elected government. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Police in Mogadishu say five people, including a child, were killed and four others were injured in a suicide bombing at a tea shop in downtown Mogadishu. The explosion occurred around 7 p.m. local time in the Shangani district. The bomber blew up an area outside the tea shop where young people were having tea. Earlier, Somali military forces and al-Shabaab militants clashed in early morning attacks in the southern region of Lower Shabelle on bases in Awdegle and Beriri, some 30 kilometers apart. Both are forward operating bases in the fight against the Islamist group. The commander of the Somali land forces told government media that 76 militants were killed and seven were captured. The al-Shabaab militants on their side, through online sites, claimed killing 47 government forces in Beriri. Casualties are often difficult to establish from al-Shabaab attacks in remote areas, especially when the military is targeted. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. Thousands of people marched through the German city of Stuttgart on Saturday to protest against coronavirus restrictions. Protesters held placards reading, "There is no pandemic and vaccination kills." Only a few of the participants were physically distancing or wearing face masks as required by the authorities, but police allowed the rally to continue. Police said several thousand protesters took part in the demonstration, although an official number of participants has not been released. A counter-demonstration, which had briefly blocked the route of the anti-lockdown march, was dispersed by police. Vaccine passport efforts are drawing opposition from Republican lawmakers. And in Florida, the Republican governor issued an order banning vaccine passports. AP's Julie Walker has more.
They're being developed to verify COVID vaccine status and allow inoculated people to more freely travel, shop, and dine. And they've become the latest flashpoint in America's perpetual political wars, with Republicans portraying them as a heavy-handed intrusion into personal freedom and private health choices. They currently exist in only one state, New York, but that hasn't stopped GOP lawmakers in a handful of states from rushing out legislative proposals to ban their use. I'm Julie Walker.
A procession of floats carrying the mummified remains of 22 pharaohs, including Egypt's most powerful ancient queen, snaked through Cairo Saturday evening in an eye-catching parade to a new resting place. Under heavy security, the mummies were traveling 7 kilometers across the capital from the iconic Egyptian Museum to the new National Museum of Egyptian Civilization. Dubbed the Pharaoh's Golden Parade, the 18 kings and 4 queens traveled in order, with the oldest first, each aboard a separate float decorated in ancient Egyptian style. Ramses II, who ruled for 67 years, and Queen Hatshepsut, the most powerful female pharaoh, were part of the journey. The mummies will undergo 15 days of laboratory restoration before they are showcased individually in their new home, in an environment reminiscent of underground tombs. Pope Francis has urged his coronavirus-weary flock to not lose hope, even through the continued dark months of the pandemic, as he celebrated a scaled-back Easter vigil service at St. Peter's Basilica on Saturday. Usually a long late-night ritual, this year's vigil service started earlier than usual to respect Italy's 10 p.m. curfew.